With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ukrainian President Zelensky has expressed gratitude for President Trump's plan to send more weapons to Ukraine, particularly Patriot air defense missile systems to defend his country against Russia's most recent bombardments. BBC correspondent Gary O'Donoghue reports, including a portion of his interview with President Trump.
Donald Trump has been souring on Vladimir Putin for some time now, and his decision to allow U.S. defensive and offensive weapons to continue to flow to Ukraine marks a significant shift in his approach. So is his patience running out?
I'm not done with him, but I'm disappointed in him.
Do you trust him?
I trust almost nobody.
Where the president was more positive was on NATO, after he secured an agreement at the June summit for all members to spend 5% of economic output on defense.
Inflation rose last month to its highest level in 4 months as the cost of gas, food, and groceries rose, reversing several months of cooling price pressures. The Labor Department reports consumer prices rose 2.7% in June from a year earlier, up from an annual increase of 2.4% in May. Veteran California megachurch pastor and syndicated radio Bible teacher Dr. John MacArthur has died at the age of 86.
A longtime pastor at Grace Community Church in Sun Valley told the church this past Sunday that Dr. MacArthur had contracted pneumonia. Pastor Tom Patton also told the congregation that Pastor John was hospitalized and near death. He called on the church to pray for Pastor John and his family. Meanwhile, Phil Johnson, executive director of the Grace to You radio program, says MacArthur went to heaven on Monday at 6:17 p.m. California time.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. This is SRN News. A look at what teenagers are saying about social media.
Adults have been worried about TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, etc. for some time, and apparently with good reason. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 48% of teens believe that social media is having a negative effect on them and their peers, while nearly half admit they spend far too much time on it. Experts have been warning for years that such platforms introduce kids to pornography, erode their self-esteem, and make them anxious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is worried about Christians and other religious minorities in Kyrgyzstan. After two investigations visited the mostly Muslim nation back in June, the commission is advising the State Department to place Kyrgyzstan on its special watch list. The legislature there recently passed a new religion law that is seen as a tool for persecuting all non-Muslims. This is SRN News. The Pentagon making a $400 million direct investment in the U.S. rare earths producer.
MP Materials last week said the Pentagon would become its largest shareholder, taking a 15% stake in the company, as well as investing billions of dollars to build a 10,000 metric ton magnet manufacturing facility, expected to begin preparing for operations in 2028. James Litinsky, founder and chief executive of MP Materials, says this initiative marks a decisive action by the Trump administration to accelerate American supply chain independence. MP Materials operates the U.S.'s only rare earths mine in Mountain Pass, California, extracting rare earths that are essential for making weapon systems and electric vehicles. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A Colorado dentist accused of killing his wife of 23 years by poisoning her protein shakes begins trial this week. Prosecutors allege James Craig used cyanide and another chemical to kill Angela Craig 2 years ago in suburban Denver. More details at srnnews.com.